I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local, your connection to local music. And we're connecting today with the Illinois Chamber Music Festival at Illinois Wesleyan University in Bloomington. My guest will be Lisa Nelson, who is executive director of that festival, which was founded by Nina Gordon a number of years ago. We will hear about the history of the festival and a lot of what's going on, and about some of the recitals that you can attend. It's all coming up on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. That was the Adagio movement, the slow movement from the Terzetto Concertante, which basically means a concert trio, by Niccolo Paganini for viola, cello, and guitar, played here by violist Mela Tenenbaum, cellist Dorothy Lawson, and guitarist Paul Bernard. It was played on the opening recital last Wednesday evening of the Illinois Chamber Music Festival by members of the faculty of that festival, including the two the founding members and the two directors. The founder was the cellist Nina Gordon, and the executive director is violist Lisa Nelson. They were joined by guitarist Angelo Favis of the Illinois State University faculty, and that program also included music by Brahms and Zemlinsky. There was another program just this past Sunday, and several to come, both student recitals and faculty recitals. And earlier this morning, I spoke with Lisa Nelson for Live and Local. This is FM 90.9, and I'm Kevin Kelly. And we heard about the Illinois Chamber Music Festival, which opened on the 24th and runs through the 12th of July. So why don't you tell me, what was the genesis of the Illinois Chamber Music Festival and the camp there, and how long have you been involved?
The camp started in 2003, so this is our seventh season, and it was actually an outgrowth of the cello camp. Originally, the cello camp started in 2000, and we decided that it would be wonderful to have a great experience for all musicians, for strings and winds and piano, to have intense chamber music training during a period of time during the summer. So the Chamber Music Festival started as a training for students and also a chance for faculty to get together and perform during the summer, which we love to do. And it's taken off from there and grown quite a bit in the last 7 years.
Have you been involved since the beginning?
Yes. That was my first year at Illinois Wesleyan was 2003, and so I got started the first year.
Was this your brainchild, or did somebody else get it going?
Nina Gordon was the founder, and she had founded the cello camp and had visions for a chamber music festival for several years before it started.
And Nina is the cello professor at Wesleyan.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And your faculty is a mix of folks from various places.
Yes. We have quite a number of local faculty from Illinois Wesleyan as well as ISU Western Illinois, but we have people coming from as far away as SUNY Potsdam, New York, University of Nebraska, Hope College in Michigan. We have a violin professor this year from Hanyang University in Korea. And last year we had a faculty member, Seta Boltayan from Bulgaria, who came in. She was a Tchaikovsky competition prize winner in the past. So we enjoy bringing in faculty to work with during the summer and give our students a chance to work with people who have performed all over the world and have experience teaching and performing.
So you're the one who is farthest away this year. Where? How did you find him?
He is a local connection. He used to, I think, he he lived with a family when he was younger around the Bloomington area and wanted to come back and work with students. So it's great to have him kind of back home to where he grew up and now is off performing in major locations in Korea and across the world.
That's great. How many kids do you have get involved in this program?
We have about 40 students. Most of them are college and high school students. We also have counselors who are Illinois Wesleyan students, so they help. They also they play in groups and they organize activities and help with supervision of some of the younger students. They're all string piano wind players, and they come together for these 3 weeks to do performing and observation of faculty and work with these coaches.
And you also have harp students as well, is that right?
Yes, yes, we've had harp. And as well, we have a guitar on our faculty concerts this year, so we involve all the strings.
And is it difficult to get kids interested in chamber music? I know some of them, you said, are college, so they're going to have been exposed a little bit more. Or do you have to do some convincing to get folks to come instead of, say, going to an orchestra camp or
possibly
solo camp or something?
But once they get here, I think they become addicted to playing chamber music. It's such a it's the best combination of possible performance. I mean, they just, once they're here, what we had to do in the past is, it used to be 2 weeks long, and we actually expanded it to make a longer festival because we found that by the end of the 2 weeks, they were just getting so excited and digging into music, and then they were disappointed because it was time to go home. So once they're here, they just have a great time, and they start reading other pieces with other players. So they're matched in groups according to their age and their level and experience. But they're free to form extra groups, which I think is unique for our festival, because they get to play in several ensembles of various instrumentation, like a violinist might play in a string quartet and a piano trio, or maybe in a flute quartet as well. So they have quite a variety of experiences.
But, of course, it's getting them there.
Yes, yes. well, some of our faculty have students that they bring. A lot of our local students have gotten involved. And I think word of mouth, when the students go back home and they're excited and they share that with their friends, I think that's the greatest. We have lots of students who return year after year. So once they come, they return, they bring their friends, and that's one big plus for our summer festival.
We're having a conversation with Lisa Nelson. I actually had that chat earlier today, caught up with her in Bloomington at the Illinois Chamber Music Festival and Camp, which is running through the 12th of July. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local. And I thought we'd come in with some music that is going to be on Friday night's faculty recital, Friday night at 7:30 in Westbrook Auditorium, as are all of the recitals in that space. And one of the programs on the program, actually the program mixes students and faculty, but this played by members of the faculty at the festival. A few movements here from Darius Milhaud's Suite for Clarinet, Violin, and Piano that will be played in that performance by clarinetist David Gresham, violinist Mihai Kralvianu, and I probably just screwed up his name, and pianist R. Kent Cook. In this performance, former members of the University of Illinois faculty from some years ago, clarinetist Howard Klug, violinist Catherine Tate, and of still a member of the faculty, pianist Ian Hobson, here on FM 90.9.
Thank you.
Those are the first three movements from a suite for clarinet, violin, and piano by French composer Darius Milhaud, played by members of Sinfonia da Camera, clarinetist Howard Klug, violinist Catherine Tate, and pianist Ian Hobson here on WYLL FM. And you can hear the complete suite along with a number of other chamber pieces performed by faculty members and students of the Illinois Chamber Music Festival and Camp at Illinois Wesleyan University, which is going on right now and running for the next couple of weeks with a number of associated recitals, including one tomorrow night, a student recital. And we are talking this hour with Lisa Nelson, who's executive director of the festival. We'll go back to that conversation in just a moment. I'm Kevin Kelly. June 30th is today, and that means we have just today left to raise the money we need to support programs in our new fiscal year, which starts tomorrow. We are still, as of sometime yesterday, $104,000 short of meeting our fundraising goal. You can help us close that gap by making a phone call to 217-244-9455. It's 217-244-9455 with your contribution, and we thank you for your support. Continuing with my conversation from earlier today with Lisa Nelson, violist, violinist, and executive director of the Illinois Chamber Music Festival, here on Live and Local. Talk to us about some of your own playing background, and particularly what's been your experience and pleasure in chamber music.
I think chamber music is my favorite performing. I love to work with the faculty that comes during the summer. Chamber music is so much fun, and we don't get an opportunity sometimes during the school years with busy schedules. So during the summer, we can clear our schedules and really dig in and have a great time performing.
And your own background getting you to where you are?
Well, I went to St. Olaf College as an undergraduate, and did my master's at University of Illinois, and that's how I ended up at Illinois Wesleyan, currently doing my doctorate, because I was a violinist, and I found that I enjoyed playing chamber music on viola so much that I actually switched to viola, and I'm doing primarily viola at it currently.
Yeah, I remember seeing that in various programs, and I had known you here a bit as a violinist.
Yes.
And so what is there about chamber music on the viola that appeals to you so much?
Oh, I love the inner voices and the harmonies. It's and it's so fun to play some of the rich C-string melodies on the viola. There's some great chamber music parts for viola, so I just think it's a fabulous instrument to play viola.
So if you were singing Barbershop, you'd be in the baritone part, probably, which is always the one that has all those inner harmonies and
yes,
makes the
yes.
chords and so on.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Or second violin.
Yeah, I enjoy second violin as well.
The recitals that are being given as part of the festival are a mix of faculty and students, yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And how do you decide who gets to play on the student ones? Does everybody get involved in the recitals at some point?
All the students will be involved in the recitals. We have, I think, something very unique for our festivals, which every day in the afternoon we have what's called open studio class. And it's kind of like a master class setting, except it's a little more informal. And we have different groups going on stage playing part of their piece or their work in progress, and they get feedback from all the faculty members. So the students will have experience performing on stage, working out their nerves, feeling what it feels like to perform in front of an audience at various stages in their development as an ensemble, and by the time they get to the concert, they've experienced performing on the stage several times, and they've become very comfortable with all that. So we can also tell as they make progress who is ready to play in the next concerts as well.
Do they choose their pieces, or how are they grouped into various chamber combinations?
The students we do not know send an audition tape and also list their repertoire on their application form, so we can put them as closely as possible into groups that match their level and their interest and their age. And then additional groups, if they want, while they're here, they sometimes spontaneously form. But they do play in several ensembles that we choose music for. They get their music well ahead of time, so they come prepared, having learned it with their teacher, getting fingerings and bowings if necessary, and having help before they arrive, so that when they arrive, they're ready to start putting together as an ensemble.
So they actually get the pieces in advance.
Yes, yes.
Now, that's kind of interesting. I wouldn't have expected that somehow. And this is a resident camp, I assume, since it goes over a couple of weeks?
Yes. We have a lot of students who are coming from various locations. We have a boy this year from Colombia, South America, and all various states. So we have a lovely house on campus that all the students who are staying, who are from out of town, stay in. We also have a number of local students who commute, so they come in the morning and stay for all the activities, and then at night they check out with our counselors before they go home.
As you're coaching the kids, what does it seem that they find to be the most challenging aspect of participating in chamber music?
Well, I guess it depends on their experience, but for those who haven't had much chamber music experience, I would say just maybe the listening and the teamwork that goes into getting an ensemble to play together and to listen, and possibly the leading, particularly maybe a first violinist for cueing and things, if they haven't had as much experience with that. It can initially be a little challenging. So we have them practice a lot, taking turns leading in groups and showing through their body language and emotions how to project the mood of the piece.
And as an instructor, what seems most challenging for you working with kids? Well, not just kids, since you do have college students and who don't like to be called kids and probably shouldn't either, unless they're on sports teams. I notice coaches always refer to them as kids, which is kind of curious. Your challenge is as you're working with students of different levels.
Most of us have a lot of experience with different ages of our students we work with typically during the year, so I think just putting all our creativity to work and getting the group really engaged and excited about their pieces, which they generally are, but just getting them comfortable on stage and comfortable playing with each other, especially the first couple days. A couple students might be nervous or a little shy. So getting them comfortable and opening up. And socially, our camp is very supportive, and we have a great group of students every year. So soon after they arrive, they feel very at home. We want to be like a large family at our festival, so that the students really feel like they have a non-competitive, supportive atmosphere just to grow musically. So whatever level they come in as, that they can grow as a musician and get a lot better, not worry about competing against other students. So,
you personally, do you coach particular ensembles, or do you spread yourself around?
I spread myself around. Right now I have a string quartet and a violin trio, and they're both really fun to work with. So we try to match up, knowing our faculty and their personalities, match them with pieces that we know that they would work well with the students.
And so you answered one of my questions just in mentioning the few different ensembles. I was going to ask if you had just the standard things like string quartet, piano trio, but you mentioned violin trio.
Yes.
Is that partly because you have extra violins?
Yeah. Sometimes we have to be a little creative with instrumentation depending on what our enrollment is for students. But there are some great pieces we found. We had a wonderful piece that we wanted to do this summer for violin trio that worked out very well. And we always match our repertoire to the students instead of starting with, I know some festivals maybe have a list of repertoire that they have, but we really want to make sure that the pieces match the students and fit their abilities and their interests. So we choose pieces after we look at our groups and our ensembles and see what instrumentation we have, then we choose the repertoire for them.
Do you sometimes find, once students get there, that they need to be placed differently than you originally thought, or switched around in different groups?
Yes, occasionally we find if there's not a match, we try to make the adjustments very quickly at the beginning to because audition tapes only show so much about students' abilities, and if someone is feeling not challenged in a group, then we always have extra groups forming that we can pair them up with. Our counselors are also great because they are great performers and they want to be there to learn, but they also help out with some of the younger groups, and they help form extra ensembles when we need them.
We're having a conversation with Lisa Nelson, who is director of the Illinois Chamber Music Festival, co-director, really, with cellist Nina Gordon. Lisa is a violinist and violist at Illinois Wesleyan University, which hosts the festival every year. And there's a number of recitals that you can attend, and she will highlight some of those a little later in the conversation that she and I had earlier this morning. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. And she mentioned some of the different sorts of ensembles that are that get formed as part of the festival. This one is actually a fairly traditional ensemble, but not an often played piece, which is going to be on their Sunday afternoon recital. And in fact, Lisa will be one of the performers. It's a piano quartet by Joaquin Turina. And in this performance features the lyric piano quartet. We're going to hear the middle movement from Turina's piano quartet here on FM 90.9. The Lyric Piano Quartet, playing the middle movement of the piano quartet by Joaquin Turina, composer born 1882, and that complete quartet, is among the pieces on the Sunday afternoon recital by faculty members of the Illinois Chamber Music Festival and Camp, based at Illinois Wesleyan University in Bloomington. And we're in the midst of a conversation with the director of the camp, Lisa Nelson. We'll return to that and hear more music from those programs coming up in a few minutes here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. But first, we have a guest on the show who is, I'm going to have to ask him to tell you who he is because I know his name, Jay Pierce, and until very recently we had a number of organizational changes here at the WILL stations, was a station manager for radio. And in any event, is with us now. And what is your current title, Jay?
My current title is the Director of Created Content. And what this is a reorganization in the management here to put a new emphasis on programs just like this one, Kevin. And this one falls under my line of jurisdiction, and I'm very proud to say that. Programs that make a real difference in the community. And we're reaching out through the airwaves. We're using the airwaves to be able to be an even greater part of an advocate for performance and the performing arts in the community and all of the communities we serve. And Live and Local is, well, in addition to Prairie Performances, which we've aired for years, but Live and Local is an everyday, Monday through Friday, one-hour program in the middle of the day that you can listen to, and you can hear not only about things that are happening, but you can hear samples of them, and you can hear from the people that are making great things happen. And so I like to think when you call us at 217-244-9455 and you make a financial contribution to us, you're helping to make a lot of great things happen in the community. Our part is to help expose you to it, and then your part, well, is to take it from there. But to enable us to continue to do things like this and the work that we're planning on doing with the Allerton Music, Allerton Barn Music Festival, which is coming up near Labor Day, when you call 217-244-9455, you provide us with the resources to be able to do this, to expand in ways like this. It's kind of like not only supporting us, but challenging us. See what we can do for you. Or you can log on to willpledge.org. Now, the facts are that we are Well, we started the day $106,000 away from our listener support goal for the coming fiscal year that begins tomorrow. And today's the last day that we have to raise that money. And right now, we're $15,000 closer. We're at $91,000. And we have 11 and a half hours till the end of the day today to raise as much of that, if not all of it, as we can. And as close as we come to raising that, that just makes it better, because we do have to make tough financial decisions at this time of the year. The new fiscal year again starts tomorrow. We need to have all of the money in the bank that we'll be operating on in the year to come by midnight tonight. So when you call 244-9455 or you log on to willpledge.org and you make your $25, $50, $100 contribution, more if you can afford it, whether it's an additional gift, maybe in recognition of this new program, or it's renewing your membership or pledging for the first time. You enable great things to happen, not only here on WILL Radio, but actually in the community. And we thank you on behalf of all of those who benefit from WILL, the music you make possible on the air, the information that you make possible. And I'm sure that those who have been on the program, Kevin, and I know I've heard from many of them, really appreciate having this vehicle for them to gain some exposure.
And I appreciate your support of the program, Jay, and all of our listeners who have supported it. And I've heard many people say to me that they like the information that we're bringing. And so now is the time, whether you've said that to us or not, if you're enjoying the show and appreciate the service, to see what we can do about closing that gap in the next 11 hours.
That's right. We would love to be able to create more things like this, to go out and try something different. And our ability to do that directly depends upon the amount of resources we have available. Listener support makes up the largest segment of our budget, 37% right now, the money that we have to do all of these things. Needs to come from listeners, and we're $91,000 away from having the amount of listener support in the bank that our budget says we must have for the fiscal year that starts tomorrow. So you can see that it is critical that you call us right now if you're intending on making a contribution this year. If you've been on the ledge thinking, well, I probably should do it, go ahead and make that commitment and make that call now at 244-9455. Or you can do it online at willpledge.org. It only takes a minute, and boy, it'll really make a difference for a whole year to come.
Jay Pierce, thank you very much for joining us on Live and Local. This is FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Let's return to our conversation from earlier this morning with Lisa Nelson, who teaches violin and viola at Illinois Wesleyan University. She also directs the Illinois Chamber Music Festival, underway now in Bloomington. How do the woodwinds fit into things? I'm just looking at your faculty list and see flute, clarinet, flute, oboe, and clarinet.
Yes.
Instructors.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Which is not so many compared to the strings. Mm-hmm. How do they just work with each other? Do they fit in with the strings?
We have a lot usually playing with the strings and piano. We have right now a student clarinetist who is playing the Brook lyrical pieces. So that is but he's playing with cello and piano. So clarinet, cello, and piano trio. We'll have a flute quartet and an oboe quartet, which is flute plus a string trio, oboe plus string trio. Next week we also have bassoonist playing with strings. So it's a great opportunity for wind players who don't usually get an opportunity to play with pianos and strings to do that during the summer.
And you have a guest quartet coming in.
Yes, we're very excited. The Pacifica Quartet is going to come and give masterclass and presentation on July 7th. So they're going to. We have a few string quartets who are preparing their pieces for a masterclass. And we're very excited they're going to come and perform a little bit, tell what it's like to be a professional quartet, which I think will be very interesting for our students to hear what the schedule and rehearsal is like for them.
Hope they don't get scared off by the intensity
right.
of what I'm sure they will tell them. Mm-hmm. Pacifica Quartet is, of course, the quartet in residence at the University of Illinois,
yes.
So not so far away. Mm-hmm. Do the kids seem to know who they are? Are they excited about that? Or how aware are kids of are the students of professional chamber groups?
I'm not sure. That's a good question. I've talked to some of them, and they recognized the Pacifica Quartet, and others may not know so much. But I think once they're immersed in this week, it's amazing how you'll overhear a conversation in between classes of them talking about music and performers. And I think they learn so much about just from talking to each other about things that they hadn't, heard before. Some of our students come from maybe rural areas or areas where they don't have as much music background. And so it's fascinating to them to hear from students from Chicago and other areas that have more, maybe more background and knowledge about performers. So they learn quite a bit.
And the quartets that get to play for them, are they pre-selected or do you see how groups are doing as the weeks progress?
Yeah, we'll see how groups are doing. We have a couple that we think will be well prepared for them, but it will depend on the preparation of the groups and who's ready to play when they arrive.
Is it all chamber coaching, or do they also get some private lessons?
They get some private time, mostly to help them with their chamber parts, but we also have some master classes for solo students, for solo repertoire as well. Particularly at the beginning of the camp when the groups are just getting started, we had a violin viola masterclass. And students, when they're here, are pretty much immersed in their chamber music parts, so they don't have a lot of time to do solo repertoire, but they enjoy also getting some help from other faculty members and getting input and some lessons about their solo material.
And since it's called a festival and camp, I assume with the camp part, not all is serious.
That's right. We have actually quite a few fun elective activities they can do during the day. We have a musical theater class, conversational Bulgarian, tennis, and then on the evenings when we don't have concerts or master classes, we have social recreational activities like international dances. We have a talent, no talent show. Ice cream socials. We also take them to the water park one night. We rent out the local water park just for our festival for an evening. So we want to make sure that they're having fun away from their instrument too, so that they and it's a great social bonding time for them as well.
So for this kind of a thing, how did you come up with music theater and conversational Bulgarian?
Musical theater has been, we've had that for the past few years. We have a great vocal faculty at Westland, Bob Mangialardi, who runs the class, and they have a great time preparing vocal ensembles and things for a little presentation at the end of the camp. Conversational Bulgarian came about. We're actually taking a group of students to a festival in Bulgaria after this festival ends, and we thought it would be fun to share that for us to have a little bit knowledge of some Bulgarian before the students who go. And as well as all the festival to learn some phrases, and it's particularly in cello camp in the past, every year we've offered a language of just a fun language like Swahili and Russian this year, and some unusual languages that you may not ancient Egyptian was one, just something fun that it may not be useful, but it's something that's interesting and kids can enjoy just for a couple weeks while they're here.
So in the music theater thing is students in the chamber music camp who prepare the songs.
Yep. So they might be violinists who have never sung much or students who just, really enjoy doing those. Singing is great for musicians. So they have some morning warm-ups where they do some singing and then they continue into musical theater class.
Well, I hope they carry that through in preparing their other parts because,
yes,
as you say, it's if you can sing your part, you're always better off. Do you want to highlight some of the upcoming recitals a little bit?
Sure. Tomorrow night is our first student concert. All our concerts are at Westbrook Auditorium at Illinois Wesleyan on the campus in Presser Hall, and they're free and open to the public. Our evening concerts are at 7:30, and our weekend concerts are at 3 o'clock. So our first student concert's tomorrow night at 7:30, Wednesday. And then on Friday, we have a joint faculty and student concert. Saturday, we have another student concert, and Sunday is a faculty concert. Next week, we have four concerts as well. So you can find them on our website. and everyone is welcome to come and enjoy the fun that we're having.
And what's the quickest web address?
Well,
it's probably hard to say.
That's kind of hard to say. But you can Google Illinois Chamber Music Festival, and it should come up. But our web address is www.iwu.edu/music/k12/camp.shtml.
So, in other words, Google Illinois Chamber
exactly.
Music Festival. That's what I did.
Okay.
You can also find it, actually, if you just go to the Illinois Wesleyan
That's right. It's under
basic site, iwu.edu, and go to music, and then you'll find that.
Yes.
But it's the Illinois Chamber Music Festival and Camp, started on the 24th of June, runs through the 12th. Are any of the classes or coachings open to the public, or just the concerts?
Yes, the public is welcome to come for master classes, and as well as observing rehearsals and coachings during the day.
So all of that is at Westbrook Auditorium as well?
Yes, or in the building. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa Nelson is executive director of the Chamber Music Festival. Nina Gordon, founder and music director. Also, she led the cello camp, which ended last week, about a week ago, 10 days ago. And I hope all goes well and you have a good turnout for the remaining recitals.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for talking.
My pleasure. And that was a conversation that I had earlier this morning with Lisa Nelson. Here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, I'm Kevin Kelly. The final faculty recital of the Illinois Chamber Music Festival will be on Friday the 10th of July, and here's a well-advanced preview of that after here a couple of little previews during the portion of the show which remains. Coming up at 1 o'clock, I'll have a weather forecast. Well, actually, I'll probably give the weather forecast to you a little early. Jeff Esworthy has more music for you starting at 6 minutes past 1 o'clock. Here's some of the opening movement of a Mozart piano quartet that will be on that July 10th recital, played by members of the faculty, including Lisa Nelson on viola and Nina Gordon on the cello. In this case, we're hearing the Beaux-Arts Trio. This is the opening movement of the E-flat piano quartet by Mozart, played here by the Beaux-Arts Trio. You can hear the complete work played on the final faculty recital of the Illinois Chamber Music Festival at Illinois Wesleyan University. That'll be on Friday the 10th of July, but there are other recitals going on, including one tomorrow evening at 7:30 in Westbrook Auditorium featuring the students of the festival, and the next faculty recital will be Friday evening at 7:30. Here are a number of other musical activities and theatrical activities you can get involved in by going to see them. It's Grassroots Revival at the Dockside Cafe at Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood, Illinois, in Kickapoo State Park. That's today at 5:30. Singer-songwriter Denise LaGrassa is at Biaggi's in Champaign tonight at 6 o'clock. It's The Wedding Singer at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan. That is at 8 o'clock tonight, and tomorrow there are two performances at 2 o'clock and at 8 o'clock. Tuesdays with Maury is one of the shows in rotation at the Summer Studio Theater Company. Performances tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. And the Summer Piano Institute is at the University of Illinois. There's a recital by one of its faculty members tonight at 7:30, pianist Timothy Allen. And the closing piano faculty recital is tomorrow night at 7:30 by pianist Ian Hobson, who, of course, was my guest on the show yesterday. And then the gala concert featuring all the students at the Summer Piano Institute will be on Thursday evening at 7:30. Also, tomorrow at 8 o'clock, it's the Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana presenting the musical rendition of what was a film called The Full Monty. You can see that also Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I think on Sunday, and that's running for at least another weekend or two, the Celebration Company at the Station Theater. And on Thursday evening, it's Forever Plaid at the Conklin's Barn 2 Dinner Theater in Goodfield, Illinois. That's at 6 o'clock on Thursday evening. It's going to be partly sunny and breezy this afternoon. We'll have a high of 75. Tonight, mostly cloudy, the low 55. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high around 74. And Thursday's outlook, partly sunny with a high of 80 degrees. We're at 73 degrees at just about 12:55. News headlines coming up at a minute past 1 o'clock. On that final Illinois Chamber Music Festival recital on the 10th of July is also a piece called Cafe Music by Paul Schoenfield. Here's a sample from there.